Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan sees an opportunity to rekindle what he calls his close working relationship with President-elect Donald Trump. However, the incoming Trump presidency poses risks as well as opportunities. The return of Donald Trump to the White House, analysts say, will likely be welcomed by Erdogan, who sees Trump as someone he can do business with. Professor of International Relations Hüseyin Bağcı of Ankara's Middle East Technical University.
Donald Trump is a man who acts with his instincts, and Erdogan is too. I mean, they are not intellectuals as we used to have political leaders after World War II. They are tradespeople, they are very pragmatic one, and they are political animals, if you want, in this sense, and transactional policies. They like not value-based policies. Quick actions, give and take is their character.
Securing the withdrawal of United States forces from Syria is expected to top Erdogan's agenda. These forces support the Kurdish YPG militia, which fights the Islamic State, but is designated as a terrorist organization by Ankara. While Trump previously promised to withdraw the forces, analysts warn that regional instability makes an early Syrian pullout unlikely. Here's Sezin Öner, a commentator for Turkey's Politikyol news portal.
Not to have the ISIS resurgence again, or this HDS presenting a threat to the United States, they would be interested in protecting the YPG and the Kurds, their alliance with the Kurds. We all already have the Vice President J.D. Vance pointing out the ISIS resurgence.
The recently announced ceasefire between Hamas and Israel could ease tensions between Erdogan and Trump, given Erdogan's strong support for Hamas. Analysts say shared concerns over Iran's regional influence could provide common ground. Aslı Aydıntaşbaş is an analyst with the Brookings Institution in Washington.
The Trump administration is coming in with a desire to stabilize relations with Turkey, and we are likely to see more and more of a personal rapport, personal relationship, which had been missing during the Biden administration. President Erdogan and President Trump will get along famously, but it does not mean Turkey gets all of its policy options.
Erdogan is looking to the Trump administration to lift a Congress embargo on fighter jet sales. Experts suggest Ankara could play a facilitating role in any Trump effort to end Russia's Ukraine war, given Erdogan's close ties with both countries. Özgür Ünlü Hüsükçükle heads the German Marshall Fund office in Ankara.
If Trump is pushing for ceasefire in Ukraine, between Russia and Ukraine, Turkey could be very helpful as a potential mediator. So Turkey could be very helpful to the U.S. policy. Now, there are, of course, pitfalls. So what happens in Syria could be a test for the U.S.-Turkey relationship very early on in Trump's presidency. Turkey is actually preparing for a new intervention in northeast Syria against what Turkey sees as a terrorist organization and what the United States sees as a partner on the ground.
Trump, during his first presidency, crashed Turkey's currency after threatening to obliterate the Turkish economy over Erdogan's threats to attack US-backed Syrian Kurdish forces. Analysts warn that given the current weakness of the Turkish economy, Erdogan will have to tread carefully with the new Trump presidency. Dorian Jones in Istanbul.